What's in a name? Once called London Mountain because of the rain and fog, Whistler Mountain was rebranded in 1965 in Homaghetto the Hoary Marmots who call the Alpine home. The name comes from the distinct whistling sound made by the chubby rodents. They're easy to spot among the rocks on the hiking trails in the Alpine of Whistler and Blackcomb Mountains. Save the date, Kronkworx Whistler returns in July. The world's biggest mountain bike festival, Kronkworx Whistler, is set to come to town a little sooner than usual. Typically reserved for 10 days in August, the world's best mountain bikers will descend on Whistler July 21-30. This is the birthplace of Kronkworx, the mecca of mountain biking. This is also where the Kronkworx World Tour wraps up after stops throughout the year in New Zealand, Australia and Austria. The lineup remains as epic as ever with the Red Bull Joyride, Air DH and the Whipoff World Champs, and this is where the King and Queen of Kronkworx will be crowned again. The Canadian Enduro is a signature event this year and will be held on the last day. If you don't know what any of that means, head to Whistler July 21-30. It's a sight to behold. Whistler's après advantage long steeped in the time-honored tradition of après ski, Whistlerites are primed to celebrate after any day in the mountains. There's après hike, après bike, après swim. You name it. And there's no better place to après than at one of Whistler's patios. Strategically placed in the village and around town, patios are the perfect summertime spot to spend a few hours as the alpenglow warms the late afternoon sky in pinks, yellows and purples. Insider note. It's hard to beat the Umbrella Bar patio on Whistler Mountain at 1,850 meters, 6,069 feet, as the snow-capped coast mountains stretch out forever before you. Or, for a different feel, check out the lakeside patio at the Nita Lake Lodge, overlooking the quiet waters. Music in the Mountains at Whistler Summer Concert Series. The free summer concert series is back again this summer, one of the best ways to enjoy live music in the mountains. The 2023 series kicks off on the Canada Day long weekend, beginning Thursday, July 29th with the always popular Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. So, grab your blankets, a folding chair, a picnic perhaps, and settle in at Whistler Olympic Plaza in the heart of the village. From classical to rock, indie pop to R&B, there will be shows for all musical tastes throughout the summer. Stay tuned to Peak News Magazine, on stands every Friday, for details on upcoming shows and events. Whistler Farmers Market Sundays in Upper Village support local vendors and artisans with a stroll through the Whistler Farmers Market. You'll find artists and food and drink vendors, as well as the requisite farm fresh fruit and vegetables. The outdoor market stretches from the base of Blackcomb Mountain to the Fairmont Chateau Whistler along the Upper Village Stroll. It takes place every Sunday throughout the summer with select Saturdays on long weekends. Kids will find hours of entertainment there too at the Blackcomb Adventure Zone with bouncy castle, rope courses, and more. Get high, flying, that is, wanna get high? Whistler can give you several opportunities to get your feet off the ground and into the sky. Whistler bungee jumping. Jump from the bridge and fall 50 meters over the rushing Cheekamas River before the bungee cord does its thing. Cloudraker Suspension Bridge. Walk, if you dare, across the Cloudraker Suspension Bridge which spans 130 meters from Whistler Peak to West Ridge. Ziptrek Ziplining. Fly over the rainforest on Whistler's ziplines for an adrenaline-fueled adventure. Sea to Sky Trail. Throughout Whistler there are all manner of trails, from fast-flowing downhill bike trails and routy and technical cross-country trails to remote backcountry hiking trails and dirt bike trails. But there is nothing quite like the Sea to Sky Trail. The 180-kilometer trail spans from the Squamish waterfront in the south to Darcy in the north. Not all parts of the trail are complete as it is still a work in progress, but there are continuous sections of trail winding through stunning forests and rushing rivers, waterfalls and more. The non-motorized, multi-use trail is open year-round for walking, hiking or biking in the summer, and cross-country skiing in winter. Check out slrd.bc.ca for maps and details. Odane Acquisition. If there weren't enough reasons to visit the Odane Art Museum, a new Emily Carr acquisition offers one more. In March, museum founders Michael Odane and wife Yosiko Karasawa bought an aptly named painting titled Survival. The piece, which Carr painted in 1940, features a standalone tree, reaching into the sky, above what appears to be a surrounding clear cut. O'Dayn purchased Survival, which has only been exhibited three times until now, most notably at Canada's debut and the 1952 Venice Biennale, from a private collection in Quebec. This will be the first time in 60 years that members of the public will be able to view it. With Survival, there are now 33 cars in the O'Dayn collection. In an interview after the acquisition, O'Dayn told Whistler's Peak News magazine, "I wanted the museum to have one of the best car collections in the country. I value her. I love her work so much. I think it represents so much of what British Columbia is all about, given her concern about the environment, the condition of our forests and land. And, of course, her connections with the Indigenous people of our coasts. I felt it would be wonderful to have that collection." The O'Dayn Art Museum is located in the village. Float the river. Take a guided tour or navigate it yourself, but don't miss out on the opportunity to experience Whistler's River of Golden Dreams. Set off from the shores of Alta Lake before heading to the mouth of the river at the north end of the lake. The River of Golden Dreams is a 5-kilometer meandering river linking Alta Lake to Green Lake, snaking through wetlands and forest with the ever-present mountains as backdrop. Go by canoe, kayak, or paddleboard. Check out backroadswhistler.com for boat rentals and tours. Simple self-care. It can be as easy as a visit to one of Whistler's spas for a treatment. Or, you can block off a period of time to soak in the delights, and the silence, of Scandinave Spa, with a thermal journey alternating between hot and cold. Or, you can even take a walk in the forest and practice the Japanese art of forest bathing. There are so many options in Whistler for some simple self-care. Take the time to rejuvenate in the mountains. Fitzsimmons Facelift. The Fitzsimmons Express Chairlift, which ferries skiers and bikers up Whistler Mountain from the heart of the village, is getting an upgrade this summer. The old 4-seater lift will be replaced with a faster 8-seater chair. Mountain bike trails around the Fitzsimmons chair may be impacted throughout the summer with rolling trail closures due to the ongoing construction. Riders can still access the bike park from the Whistler Village Gondola as well as the Creekside Gondola. It's short-term pain for long-term gain as the new chair is designed to reduce lineups and wait times, ultimately offering more uphill capacity from the village both in summer and winter. Chasing waterfalls. Spend the day chasing easy-to-access waterfalls from one end of the sea to sky corridor to the other. First, there's Shannon Falls just south of the Squamish Chief, visible from Highway 99 but more impressive the closer you get. Then there's Brandywine Falls just south of Whistler, a 70-meter powerful freefall with great views from the observation deck. It takes about 10 minutes to hike to the falls from the parking lot. Alexander Falls is located in the Callahan Valley, a beautiful 43-meter tiered waterfall on Madeley Creek. North of Whistler, closer to Pemberton, is Nairn Falls. Just follow the Green River along a trail for roughly 1 kilometer to see the waterfall. Join the club. It's no mean feat maintaining more than 350 kilometers of cross-country mountain bike trails. In Whistler, the heavy lifting for that rests with WORCA, the long-standing Whistler Off-Road Cycling Association. Its purpose, among other things, is to build and maintain trails as well as advocate for the interests of the mountain biking community to governments, business and industry. If you ride Whistler's trails, even if you're just visiting for a period of time, consider joining the club. $60 for adults, $25 for youth, $15 for kids. Check out warka.com. Once you get on the trails, you'll realize just what your membership gets you. Uphill climb on Blackcomb. When it comes to hiking in Whistler, just as when it comes to biking in Whistler, there's no getting around the fact that the uphill climb is a grind. We sit at the foot of the mountains after all. The ascent trails on Blackcomb Mountain exemplify this. The trails are divided into three sections, first Little Burn followed by Big Burn capped off with Heartburn. You get the idea. The beauty of this climb? There's the Blackcomb gondola waiting at the top to take you back down to the village. But first, enjoy a well-earned snack at the rendezvous, soak up the view, and celebrate the achievement. Insider note. You don't have to go all the way to the top if you're not feeling the full grind. The mid-station of the gondola is after Big Burn. Closed for upgrades. There is little doubt that Whistler's top parks, Rainbow, Lost Lake, Lakeside and Alpha Lake, are popular summertime haunts. In 2021, those parks were visited 176,000 times, that's 77% more than in 2019. All the more reason, then, for the upcoming Rainbow Park upgrades. While the other parks are operating as usual, during the summer of 2023 Rainbow Park will be closed during construction. The park upgrades include a larger beach area with log and rock seating, more trees for shade on the lawn, an additional dock with a hammock and accessible lift, a food truck plaza, and more gathering spaces and picnic areas, among other things. A look back. The crowd goes wild. 20 years ago Whistlerites gathered in Village Square, packed in tightly, holding a collective bated breath. It was early morning, before 9 a.m., on July 2, 2003. They gathered to hear International Olympic Committee President Jacques Rogge announce the winner of the 2010 Olympic bid from Prague. Three cities were vying for the 2010 Games: Vancouver, Pyeongchang, South Korea, and Salzburg, Austria. Vancouver won, setting the wheels in motion for an unforgettable Olympic Games. In the ensuing 6.5 years from that fateful morning in 2003, Whistler transformed. There were multi-million on mountain upgrades, including a new snowmaking system in order to host the downhill events, a brand new sliding track on Whistler Mountain, the fastest track in the world, a state-of-the-art Nordic facility in the Callahan Valley, and hundreds of new homes to house the athletes first, which then became resident housing for the community post-games. And a brand new highway, making the journey from Vancouver to Whistler faster and safer. July 2, 2003 goes down in the history books as a day that changed Whistler forever. This content originally appeared in the summer 2023 issue of Whistler magazine.